Okay, today's daf we're gonna learn is Laf Lamed Chet. So let's begin the few lines down what we got up to. So Safek Matzmo Nafal Safek Haruach Dechato. If you remember, we were learning the fact that sometimes you can learn this, so you can Chilato Misofo, right? Hasofo Modiat Chilato Mashu Kaze. I think that's the type of lashon it was, where this is an individual who said, "I'll give a get to my wife." He didn't instruct him directly. And then went up the roof and then eventually and then fell off. And we can say, depending on the circumstance of how he fell off the roof, we can determine whether it was a genuine instruction or to divorce his wife, meaning if he killed himself or it was an accident, that type of thing. So Gemara says, what if it's a safek? What if it's a doubt whether it was self-inflicted? Safek matzo nafal, safek ruach dechato. We don't know the wind blew him off. So in Shimon, how do we learn from the following? Because Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, im alatar nafal harei ze get, im alachar zman eino get. So he says it's got to do with timing. If it was immediate, fine, then it's a get. If it was after some delay, there ain't no get. Exactly how much is immediate or not, I don't know. But the Gemara says, nonetheless, even if it's immediate, it could just be unfortunately, as soon as he got up there, maybe he just tripped on a tile or something and then fell straight away. Who says it was, it's still really a suffix. So mashma what? That even if it's a suffix, it seems to be you can assume that the din is that it will be a considered a get. Sorry, fine. Sorry. Let's continue now. The Gemara. Shachatal lizrok damah la'avodah zarah. Now this relates to, just to explain here, the Korbanita says if someone shechted an animal lebehema, shechted an animal, the chishav b'shat shchita lizrok damah ulahaktir chelba la'avodah. Now he's not shechting it for the purposes of avodah zarah. He's shechting it because he wants to take the blood and use that blood as rikah, or use that thing for it. The sacrificial atzim pofron and mizbeach for the avodah zarah. But the shechit itself wasn't exactly for avodah kochavim. He might be making barbecue, and he thinks, "Oh, while I'm making this barbecue, I might as well extract the blood, and then I can use that to offer to avodah zarah." So it's different. Why de'im ken? Also de'im lo ken. It says de'im kevan. That's the. I'm not sure, it must be some gears change in the Korbanita. So kevan lava because otherwise, I think it should have, probably have a ken there. De'im ken kevan de la'akum b'shechita. Because if, however, it was dafka for avodah zarah purposes, you're doing the shechita from the outset, then clearly it would be considered asur. Okay, fine, that's something else. So now the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan amar machshava poselet, and Rabbi Shlakish says ain't a machshava poselet. So just to explain here, his intent of shechting the animal was fine, but at the time of that Maisa Shchita, his intention was to do some offering with parts of the part, like to use some of the blood or use some of the sacrificial parts of some sort of Mizbeach. Now, the issue at play, whether it's Asur or Mutar or Poselet or not, is whether it's what's called Machshevim Me'avodah La'avodah. Meaning, while I'm engaged in one Avodah, having Machshava for a different Avodah, is that considered problematic? That's effectively the issue. So therefore, Rem Yochanan says, "Hamachshava poselet." He's machshivim ala, and Resh Lakish says, "No, you're now engaged in shechita. The shechita itself was fine. Even you had in mind you wanted to use the blood for another purpose, but azara, it's not going to impact it because the shechita you're doing, you're engaged in, is an okay shechita." So, hey, Tiv Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi kamei Resh Lakish. Got a kasha now. Vataninan. Rabbi Yossi omer kal v'chomer. Now, what's kal v'chomer dvarim? Now, to appreciate this, we have to explain. You understand that it's referring to a Mishnah in Chulin, and that is. Showing the Korbanita says Hashochet la'akum. If someone shechts la'akum for an ak for a shita ksheira, in other words, here he's doing shechita for an akum, not for out of worship purposes. Because we don't say that you and Israel doing the shechita, you have no machshava for avodah zarah. You're the oved. The ovede kochavim mazalot, he might have machshava for avodah zarah purposes, but that's fine. Because your shechita is not. It goes by the, if you like, the kavana of the Oved. Okay? And Rabbi Eliezer is posel, hu ilba mashal akum haya, since the animal belongs to the non-Jew, haya afagabda shochet Israel, even if the person actually doing the shechita is in Israel, kivana mashal, since the animal belongs to la akum, to the akum, destam machshavato lavokachim psula. Because he understands, look, it belongs to the akum, the Akum wanted to Avodah Zarah, you're just his tool at play, and therefore it should be considered Asur. Okay, that's a debate. So now Rabbi Yossi says, no, the Baalim doesn't impact because it's the machshava of the person engaged in the actions in avoda that is critical, not the others. Okay, that's that. So therefore, what? So he says, look, kav chomer advarim. We look elsewhere. Look at elsewhere in the laws of like even kodshim. Mai makom hashvach poselet b'mukdashin v'chulei. Or pigol v'notam machshav poselet. So there's a lot to fill in here in this v'chulei. What the korbanet explains is mai b'makom sham machshav poselet, meaning by kodshim v'dafor avodot. This just to recap. We haven't really learned much kodshim together in Yerushalmi. But when it comes to, well, it's asked people once before, that there are four critical avodot to raise a korban of the shchita, slaughter, kabbalah, accepting the blood, holacha, taking to the mizbeach, and zrika. Okay? That's by mukdashim. And there, if someone has what's called the machshevet, for example, pigul, which is to have machshava to eat parts of the korban outside the time it's meant to be offered, or offer some of the parts beyond the time it's meant to be offered, even if he goes ahead and does everything perfectly, the korban is considered pigul. Okay, and if someone eats from the korban, the chayiv karet. So it says, "Lo yechashev kari bei lo yechshol b'shat shchita lechol biyom shlishi ki pigul hu yeh." Right. So im yechashev b'chad mechad me'elu amanat lechol azevach chutz lezman zman al pigul hu. Ein akol olech, and there it goes by who? The kohen that's doing the avoda. Ein olech echel aroved. Dichtiv ha-makriv lo yechashev, meaning that makriv, it's the person who's offering it, is not the one that can't have the bad machshava. Okay. V'hainu ha-kohen shu makriv posel b'machshava pigul aval lo ha-balim. So you go by the avoda there. So there it says, makom she'ein. So this is part of the gomer that's being sort of the chule that's being masked really in the Gemara. It says, them, you know, there it's avodot. Makom she'in machshava posel b'davodot ele b'shtei avodot. Meaning when it comes to chulin, meaning you're going to offer, say, an animal for avodah zara. There's only two avodot. The machshava is only problematic for two avodot. What are they? They're shchit and zrika, which is the slaughter and the offering. V'hainu b'chulin le'inyan avodah kochavim. So we're talking, when it says chulin, it's really respect to the prohibition of avodah zara. She'in machashev posel b'hem. The mechashev is not ella shchita v'zrika, only those who tahanu k'tiva, because that's what it says in the Torah, that those are the critical things for outside the base of Mikdash. Aval kabbal v'chalok tibahu, ein odin, so therefore kabbal chomer, the what, ein odin shelo yeh hakol holech ach ella achar oved. That was his rationale. That's rationale from Rabbi Yossi presents, because Rabbi Yossi says, look at the world of Kodshim. In Kodshim, you see that it's got four avodot, we go by the achar oved, so too by in the world of like a avodah zarah, if you like, we go by the machshava of the oved, the person who's engaged in the avodah. That's what's critical, not the avodah zarah is instructing you, telling you what to do. Okay? It says upigul v'notar machshava pigul, meaning there, he adds importantly, by pigul v'notar, you also find in kochim your machshev me'avodah l'avodah. That's clear. That's a definition of pigul. I'm shechting this within mind. I'm going to offer parts of it beyond the lot of time. That's machshava avodah l'avodah. So achinami, so too, if we're already going to learn from the kodshim to chulin, if you like, when I'm saying chulin in terms of prohibition of avodah zarah, so too, also, the concept of avodah l'avodah, right? Also, achinami b'chulin chiyah machshava b'sod ma'avodah l'avodah. Okay, so that's very critical, we're saying, in other words. The whole machloket, again, just to remember, is whether the machloket is where there's machshava me'avodah l'avodah, and we try to bring a proof from the Tanaim, Machloket Tanaim, the Reb Yossi, who tries to bring a proof from Kodshim to, let's call it Chulin, that since you go Machshav Achar Oved, so it's true, Machshav Ma'avodah L'Avodah. However, the Gemara says no. Amrele Pigul V'Notar, take out the Ein, says HaMachshav HaPoselet. Aval im shachta lizrok et amal avodah zara v'liktor chabal avodah zara in machshav haposelet. So it needs a bit of filling in the gaps here. So just to explain, the Korbanet says, no, you've got it wrong. What is Rabbi Yossi doing learning from Kodshim to Chulin? He's learning Lakula. How's it Lakula? Meaning he's learning a leniency from Kodshim that we only go by the Oved, we don't go by the other person who's Bala Korba. So that is A leniency. So avala chumra lifsol b'chutz to a chumra to say now you can also apply me avoda la avoda. No, like elamela chutz mifnim. No, we don't learn that. We only learn leniencies. We don't learn stringencies. Because why? Because you find that by kochim anyway, it is more machmir. How so? Because it is impacted by four avodot. Well, by chulin it's only two avodot. So that's why. So in other words, you can't necessarily bring a proof from Yossi. It might actually end up backfiring you. Against you. Okay, fine. So Gemara says, Shachata v'zerak dama l'avodah zarah, v'iktir chava l'avodah zarah, ze haya maisa b'kisrin, v'lo amru lo isa v'lo heter. Now, what happened? Shachata v'zerak dama l'avodah zarah. Okay, so he shechted it. Now, when he shechted it, it wasn't clear what his intentions was when he shechted it. Okay? And then Vizarakta might end up offering the blood or offering the fats to Avodah Zarah. Okay. Now, Zeyah Maifsa Kisrin, Velo Amru Lo Isa Velo Heter. And they didn't paskin either way. Now, why didn't they paskin either way? Because this relates to the Machloket in our Mishnah. If you remember, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said in our Mishnah regarding the person who said, give this guy to my wife and went onto the roof. And then it's clear that he had intent to kill himself straight away. That you can, the later actions can inform on earlier events. Okay? That seems to be the debate between Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So too here, it seemed to be that machloka would impact this debate here. Someone shechted an animal. We don't know what his intention was, he shechted an animal. And then we see later he ended up offering parts of Avodah Zarah. Oh, okay. So can that inform on the fact on his intention at the time he did the shechitah or not? Okay, so therefore they didn't paskin the isur mitzad chachamim, but they didn't paskin the heter mishum kavod Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So Rav Chinen b'shem Rav Chisa, zot omer, you see the fact that they didn't paskin either way means lo chashu, meaning they weren't choshesh for who shir Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Because in time chashu, if they're really concerned for shir Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, they should have said it is asur. Okay. However, Rabbi Yossi says, B'shem Rav Chisa says, no, you got it completely wrong. Zot omer, the fact that they didn't paskin either way means they were choshesh v'shita Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Because intem lo chashu lo haya lem, lo haya na'orot. In other words, because otherwise, you got yachi against Rabbi, but they should have paskin like chachamim. So the fact that they even entertained the possibility and refrained from paskin out of it means that they were choshesh already from the shita Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay, let's continue now. This is Allah Chazayin. Amar l'shnayim tnu get li tif. If a husband says to two people, I want you to go give a get to my wife, that, or he says to three people, or l'shlosha kitvu, write a get v'tnu lishtin and give it to my wife, harei l'ichtivu yitnu, then they have to go ahead, they themselves have to physically write it and hand it over. Right? In other words, they can't instruct somebody else to do so. They have been charged with the task of writing as well. Okay? Because he says to two people, I want you to give it. It implies I want you to write as well. But to three people, it's in a moment why it's important. By saying I want you to write, it means I want you to you be the ones that write it. You can't instruct somebody else. However, if the Amar L'Shlosha, if he says to three people, I want you to give the get to my wife, then they can tell others, to go ahead and write the get. Because by telling three people, it's instructing them to be like a Beit Din, and Beit Din with the capacity to appoint people to do various tasks, as we'll see in a moment. That's opinion Rebbe Meir. Fine. Now the Gemara says, "V'zu halacha." This is a halacha shalach Hananya ish onu. Mi Beit Asurim. He sent from jail. Mekubal ani avra tradition, but Omer Shosha tnu get liishti. That if they just says, give a get to my wife, or write it, then what can they share? Mulacharim, they can tell other people, Ktovu, they can tell other people to go some Mipneshas or Beitin, because they made them a Beitin. Amrab Yossi, Numenil Shaleach, I said to the Shaleach, I'll say to the Shaleach, sorry, Af Anu Mukobalim, we also have a tradition, Shafil Omar Le Beitin Agadol, Birshub Shalim, Tnu Getli Ishtin, if he said to the Beitin Shalim, go write a get for my wife, that they can't act as a Beit Din, it's instruction for them to actually write it themselves. So he's chulak on everything we just said. Tzarich shilmod v'yichtov v'yitnu. Now, Amar Lassar, if you said to 10 people, Tnu get l'ishti, if you said I want to 10 people, go give a get to my wife, then clearly, achad kotev, one can write, two can sign it, because it's like equivalent to what we saw really in Beit Din. However, kulchem, if he says, I want you all to write it, k'tovu, achad kotev, one can write, the because how can they all physically do it? But that must be v'kulam chutmim. that they all have to sign. The understanding is, I want, when it says kulchem ktovu, the understanding is I want you all to be edim on the shtar. Lefichach, one of them dies, imet achad mehem, arei get batel. Then the get is batel. Okay, fine.
Why should be allowed to make such a crazy tanai?
Well, people make crazy tanais all the time.
Edus means two edim. It doesn't mean 10 edim.
It could, well, we've seen this before. Maybe he wants to hack body, wants to embarrass her, wants to do whatever he like. You know, this can be what he instructs. This is his ratzon, and if it doesn't fit his ratzon, is not being the get is not being done le ratzon abal.
You could argue that that's not the get.
That's
that
not.
ratzon is really not kashur to the get. That's
Oh, he
kashur
might be.
to
That's a tanai in the get. The get's only. It's only going to be a valid get unless if it's a tanai in the get that all the people have signed. People have done much crazier things in divorce. Trust me, than that. Okay. Okay. All right.
When I got divorced, I asked the base I asked the rabbanim if I could write the get.
And
They said, "Go do other mitzvot."
okay. All right. So okay. So Amalish names Nugelishti. So the Gemara says, Matnita mat the Resha must be Rebbe Meir. So the Gemara says, Min de Batra Amash L'Shosha. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, you're saying the Resha which says Ktukulishti that they have to that sorry, actually Kitvu get but no, they all have to write it. And when it comes to the other ones, Snuget Lishti, that they can ktov, they can write it, and other people can they can instruct other people to write it. Then what's the difference in the ratio and the sefer? Really? That's really the question now. The Gemara. So Amar Rabbi Yoch, Amar Tista, time of the Rabbi Meir is mamatzin makomakom. Normally, if he just says, I want you to give it. That what mikomakom acherim kotvim beitin chotmim. That if they're appointed to be like a beitin, that what happens normally at beitin? Does beitin draft every single get or every single document? No, they instruct other people to do so, and Beit Din would simply just sign on it. However, but here, so to here, other people can sign it. Now it's very interesting here because the Pashul Pshat means the Beit Din themselves will still have to be the ones to be signing on it. Okay, but if you look at the Pnei Moshe earlier on, he says, he can say, Amal Shosha Tznu, in the Mishnah, he says, Yomru La'edim Achirim, Lichtov V'Lichtov. They can tell other people to write it and sign on it. I mean, every task can be, yeah, let's call it delegated, which is interesting because I think that's the way the Bavli understood, if I'm mistaken. And it sounds to me from the Pashup Shah, the reading Gemara, if you want the flow, they can tell other people to write it, but Beit Din will have to be Mechatmin, stuff to sign on it. Okay, I'm not really sure. Gemara says, anyway, Rav Hillel Bar Valas. Why did they say halachas like Rabbi Yossi? Now, Rabbi Yossi, if you remember here, that even if it's said debating on Yerushalayim, they have to all learn and write and sign the whole thing. Okay? It says, what was the thing? Afilu debating Yerushalayim? What was it? It says, Numeni lechila, afilu debating gadlu Yerushalayim, tnu get lishti, tzarich, cannot delegate it, shil nadu vichtuvu vitnula. They have to be, it sounds like here, do every single thing, every single part of the task. Let me just have a look if Kamran has anything on the Mishnah. Fine. That, again, the Pnei Moshe here seems to be only talking about Ketiva part. But in any event, the question is, why are the parts going like Rabbi Yossi? The Gemara says, Amarle Shalor Re'itiv. Now, interesting, Shalor Re'itiv means, is Ilu Ra'ito Oto, Ha'itio De'am Mahava. In other words, the reason why you have this question is because you never saw Rabbi Yossi. Because had you seen him, you would have been able to explain and have a sharp explanation for everything. In other words, he's is of a certain standing. That's why they wish to paskin like him. Because as you see other stories, it says Rabbi kadhave bayim makshaya al Rabbi Yossi. When Rabbi had difficulty understanding between Rabbi Yossi and wanted to bring a kasha, Amarle, he would proceed it by saying Anna alivaya. He says, ask the, let's call it the aluvim, the lowliest, the humble, the absolutely nothing. Are we getting kashas al Rabbi Yossi? Shekeshem shelabein kotche kotchim labein chole chulin. I've heard the expression chole chulin before, but like you can't get in any bigger gap between the holy and the profane. That's kach bein doreinu. So is the gap between us and doreinu doroshel Rabbi Yossi, the generation of Rabbi Yossi. Sim Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi keshem shebein zav lafar. Just but we have the difference between gold and soil or dust, really. So too bein doreinu ledoroshel abba. So too, the difference between that our generation, that's generation, and Abba, meaning Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Yossi. Fine, let's continue. Amar lasa aluchi l'get. If you said to people, 10 people, I want you to deliver this, take this get. How's that? Echad molich, one can take it for all of them. However, he says, kulchem holichu, I want you all to go as a big entourage, deliver the get. Again, crazy demand, kulchem molichim, they'd have to do so. Echad noten. They'll have to go, but one obviously would be the one that physically handed it over. Lefichach im met echad, if one of them died, man, that's going to ruin it tonight, but I'll get. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Lazar, d'min Romi, d'min Roma, he says, Hamona is ko'omer kulchem. So Hamona, if you have a look at the Korban Eda, he says, Hamone, meaning someone says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, write my get. It's equivalent to saying, sorry, Amar, he says, Komer Kulchem. It's like saying Kulchem. Okay, with that, we say, Adronach Perak Omer Hitkabel, Adronach Perak Omer Hitkabel, Adronach Perak Omer Hitkabel. Let's mean the next Perak. This is now the seventh Perak. Misha has a Kuryakos. Now, Kuryakos is a sort of a temporary state of confusion. So, the Amar Kifugelishti, and he says, in that state of confusion, sort of like a temporary insanity type of thing, we'll explain it when you get to the Gemara. Then lo amar klum. What his instruction? Not a bar dat at the moment. At that moment, so it's not considered a direct instruction. Amar kat kitvu get li ishti v'achazu kodiakus. If he said when he was absolutely fine, write this get for my wife, and then he ended up being in the state of confusion, and he says, don't do it. V'achazav amar al tichtavu. We say ain't v'rav kachronim klum. That's not considered a retraction. And then when he becomes healthy, you'd be able to deliver the get still. You don't have to be choshesh for what he said during that period of insanity. Nishtatak, if suddenly he goes mute. Amru lo nichtov get lishtecha verikin barosho. Then they can simply, someone goes mute, they can get instructions by getting his nodding and shaking his head and gestures, if you like. Kin barosho bot kinoto. And then we start checking him to see whether that nodding and shaking the head is a faithful communication as well. In different cultures, you know, nods and shakes have the opposite meaning. But I think to see if he's really communicating accurately through nods. We check him three different times. Shosh Pamim, Imamara, love, al hen. We see that if his responses of yes and no are accurate, then we can say that this affirmation by nodding his head to give the get is a real instruction. That's on the Gemara now. Misha akazul kudyakus. So siman shote. What is the sign of a shote? And it's important to understand that we generally translate as an imbecile in the Mishnayot, who's not considered a baradas. Importantly, we're not talking about a kodiakos here. So this is someone who it's sebalela, someone who goes out at night, valanda bebetavar and sleeps in cemeteries, the makarekos on starts tearing his clothes, valmed mashon in law, if you give him something to look after, he'll lose it. Nagmara says, Ravuna marvehensha yukulambo. This is not an optional list, this is a full set of requirements. All these things we have to find by this person. Why? Dalakin, if that's the case, if someone's simply going out later and on walks on his own, it might be kantripos. It might be that he's the translation like melancholy, some sort of depression or something, and he needs to have time to walk on his own or something like that. Who says he's actually gone insane? Valan v'beit kvar, someone sleeping in cemeteries, it might be makdir l'shedim, he might be involved in, you know, this witchcraft or other type of not really wish cup, but this type of activities, that's the location where you do it. V'makarek suto, or mabed mashanot nim, or someone who's tears his clothes, or he's if you give him stuff to look after and he loses it, then he might be kinokus, which is bal machshavot, someone who's absent-minded. Who says? You know, it's just some people are absent-minded. You can't trust them looking after things. It doesn't mean they're gone crazy. Rabbi Yochanan says, lafil machad. Rabbi Yochanan says, even one of them. So Gemara says, no. Amrav Avi Mistavra Kamada Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, even one of them, he wasn't speaking about any one of them. Afilu Chamen must be Bulvad Ba'ben Mashalot Ninlo. Someone who without fail cannot look after something you give them. So even like mamashotim, ein mabinshton in-law, generally they still will look after items. And so therefore that's the only one that would really say is in a single indication. Now kudyakos, ein bo achan mikolelo. Kudyakos has nothing to do with any of these. It says ma kudyakos, that is which we mentioned in the Mishnah, amar Rabbi Yossi, this is hamim. Now hamim is the way the Korbanics, it was a known machala at the time. That was a name. They actually stood there it was, but it seems to be some sort of temporary, if you like, state of like episodic type of thing where he's not sound of sound mind, but when he comes out of it, is absolutely fine, like 100% fine. You'll see. So it says, "Ata uvta kamei Rav Yossi b'chad tarsaya." There was a particular weaver. Tavun yamin leiv. If they gave him samik go'akim, if they gave him some red thread amongst black, v'havi la'ai. However, it says akim go samik v'havi la'ai. So what's that mean? So I'll just read the Korban Eda here. He says there was an incident. Ba ma'aser l'Rebbe oreg echad notnim lo davar adom b'toch shachor, v'yamedaber v'chozer l'briyoto. So that he would be healed if there was a mixture of threads with red amongst black, and when they give him la davar shachor l'toch red, if adom, if it was black amongst red, then he would suddenly go mute. He wouldn't be able to communicate. Rabbi Yossi explains Zeo Kudyakos Shomerchon. That is exactly what we're talking about. This is because the Pamim Chalim is some sort of a condition where it can be sometimes fine, and sometimes the absolute opposite, V'lav Kol HaShavot Shavot, and not all the hours are necessarily the same. So that's why, by the way, the reason I got a bit stuck is because there was a Girsa change which I missed. It was Akim Gosamik V'lo HaVelai. That makes more sense. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, V'shashu Shoyte, once he's a Shoyte, who's HaReshot L'chol Davar. He's mamash kotel l'chol davar, as we explained, the Mishnah, kind of meaning accepting his instruction or either retraction, expecting to give and get, performance mitzvahs, anything. U'bashatu chalim, at the time when he is healthy, he's considered harei u kipeach l'chol davar. He's absolutely healthy. There's no chashash whatsoever. Interesting condition. Ata uv dekamei Shmuel, amar kadahavichalin yiten get. He says, okay, once he gets better, then you deliver the get. So just clear the Korban Eda, he says, "Keshu chalim yiten get." V'lo amrim midhavei nichpe. Da'afilu b'shat chalumo ein sumchim alav. Da'hatam lo'olam dotam u'shubeshet. In other words, when he's, you'll see in a minute, chalim meaning when he's getting better, actually. But we don't say that. In other words, we say once he's chalim, once he's getting better, you can absolutely give the get. He's considered a sound mind. Negmarana says, one second, Mashmuel, it sounds like Shmuel is like Reish Lakish. Why? Because Reish Lakish says, Lekashiyit shtape. Layishtape, it relates to a different machloket. And that's what we're going to see in the beginning of next year. In other words, the question is, if the man gives an instruction to go ahead and give his wife a get, write it as well, and then it becomes in a state of kodiakos, can you write the get during that time? Rabbi Yochanan says, no, sorry, yes, sorry. And Reish Lakish says he has to yishtaper. He has to get fully healed. Interesting lashon of yishtaper versus chalim. We'll explain what this is. We'll explain the difference in a minute. It's like modern Hebrew hachlama as well. It says, but so that Gemara says, well, actually, no. It's ruba de Shmuel. It's even bigger chiddush, as I've already started hinting to in the difference in language. Why do amar chalim yiten get the tachlimani vechiani? So what that means, I'll read the commentator. It said there's the Ruba the Shmuel Medrash Lakish. That's why he reads it. V'chenu in Masechta Trumot as well. The Hachi Pirosho Shmuel Mekil Tvei Meresh Lakish. Shmuel is even more Mekil than Meresh Lakish. Just so there, why ain't Kotvim? You can't write it. Ad sheyishtapeh mamash. According to Shmuel, you can only write the get. These are not Shmuel. The Reish Lakish says, sorry, I got confused for a second. The Reish Lakish says you can only get once he's yishtaper, meaning when he's fully healed. For Shmuel Savar, no, afilu k'shelo yitraper, even if he's not fully mamash healed, but he seemed to be snapped out of it and he's like, I'm okay now, I can't give me a drink of water. I don't know what these conditions are, but it seems to be as he's coming out of it, then already afilu l'hachi ten get b'shachalumo. When he's healing, de b'shato pikeachu, because already at that time we understand that he's considered full pikeach. Right, so in other words, I'm sorry the bit of confusion at the end, but The difference is Shmuel and Rish Lakish, which we'll see in the next beginning of next year, is how do we treat this individual in the transition period? Okay, Shmuel says already when he's transitioning out, he's considered already a bar das and everything's fine in this interesting condition called the kurdiakos, whereas the Rish Lakish look no, you have to wait till he's fully healed before you can go ahead and write the get. Okay.
What's the understanding there? Why, if he's made the shlichut when he is sane.
Why is it he can't write it when he's estate? Not in the states. That's tomorrow's machlok. We'll say it tomorrow. This machlok. That's exactly what we discussed tomorrow. All right. Well,
Thank you.
You know, it's interesting that on the ksuba he has to sign, and on the get he doesn't have to sign. Why is that?
he doesn't sign the ketubah.
He
They
does.
didn't sign the ketubah.
They didn't sign, but he also signs, or his father signs it for him. Oh?
I thought the Edim signed the Ketubah. He does a Kinyan. The Edim to the Kinyan. His name's on it. But also, the Ketubah is not a marriage document, meaning it's not what makes Kiddushin. It's the Hitchayev. They can't be together without it during the course of marriage, but it's a Shtar Hitchayevud of all the responsibility has to do. It's not a Shtar
So it's a
Kiddushin.
star.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, so the get is also only a star.
Yeah, but we're used to in secular things, you have to sign everything. In Jewish things, it's the Edim that sign, not the parties binding themselves
What
to
I'm
it.
saying, because when he delegates, he keeps on delegating, you know what I'm saying? He calls somebody in Australia and tell them write the get, and he's in that role, you know, and it can take place without him being
Yeah,
physically involved at
we still have to
all.
discuss this minhag shlichut over a telephone or not, especially with
Right.
AI nowadays. It's a bit of a can of worms. All right, Peseder Kolzman.
Okay, good day.